Name: Annie Braddock. Age: 21. Area of interest: anthropology. Describe your work experience as it relates to your intended field. Oh God. Where do I begin?
Attention. The Museum of Natural History will be closing in 15 minutes. Please exit the hall of five.
British Sky Broadcasting presents The Nanny Diaries, starring Scarlett Johansson, Laura Linney, and Paul Giamatti, directed by Shari Spring Berman and Robert Pulcini. Audio described by Joe Stevenson.
Child rearing around the world boasts a wide variety of customs and mores. But perhaps the most bizarre social patterns can be found within the small island community of Manhattan. The inhabitants of the region known as the Upper East Side have the most prosperous yet idiosyncratic social systems on the planet. After successfully mating and producing offspring, the men are often distant and uninvolved, leaving their women to hunt, gather, and provide for their families. Yet the resourceful mothers of the Upper East Side have plenty of time to participate in a variety of sex role-specific activities. These include body mutilation, sacred meditation, even fasting rituals. Which brings us to our focus on child rearing. Who actually does it? Well, in Africa they have a saying, it takes a village to raise a child. But for the tribe of the Upper East Side, it takes just one person. The nanny.
Annie is in a child's bedroom pointing a finger at a large teddy bear.
Okay, so what's depicted here is not a typical tribal ritual, but rather the unraveling of one such nanny. Actually, this nanny is me. And why I'm telling off a teddy bear is the subject of this field diary. If by chance my report stereotypes or geographically profiles, forgive me. I'm not exactly an objective observer.
Students applaud on graduation day.
So here I am a few months before the teddy bear incident, a native New Jersey girl participating in a dreaded rite of passage ceremony. And here's the woman who reared me, pretty much all by herself. She's a nurse. Note the shoes. What is it? You'll see. Ah! Wow. Thank you.
I know it's not much, but I wanted to buy your first business suit.
Thanks.
You can look back on this when you're a famous CFO.
Oh, Mom, gosh, come on. It's one meeting at Goldman Sachs. It's highly competitive. I'm probably never going to get the job.
All right, stop with the negativity. Your father was always negative. Look what it got him. Double-wide trailer in Scranton. Honey, I'm not kidding. I would give the world to be sitting where you're sitting right now. You are so much smarter than I was. No man is going to squash your dreams. No one's going to tell you how to live your life.
Maybe I'm not CFO material, you know? No, what if I'm better suited at something else?
Like what? Anthropology? Honey, how are you going to make a living at that? Look, if you really want to run around in grass skirts, then make enough money to spend Christmas at Club Med.
Annie tries on her business suit in front of a mirror. Annie sees her friend Lynette getting off the subway.
Oh, goodness. I have to admire this corporate drag.
Well, at least I'm not wearing last night's outfit at 8 a.m., party girl.
Let's just say that you missed a fabulous throwdown and Tom Whalen was there.
So?
He asked about you twice.
All right, well, I gotta go. Real life awaits.
God. You know, I've been in none of those cultures you study practice such rigorous celibacy.
You ever hear of the Shakers?
Yes, and they're extinct.
And he gets onto the subway train.
Excuse me, sir. I got up at the wrong stop. Can you tell me where Chambers Street is, please?
You see the building with the red umbrella?
Yes.
It's about five blocks below there.
Oh, shit!
Annie runs down a street.
Our financial analyst training program is so competitive. We have over 8,000 applicants for 10 positions.
So, why don't you tell me, in your own words, who exactly is Annie Braddock?
Wow, that's certainly an easy enough question.
Mm-hmm.
Annie Braddock is a kind... Well, I am.
Go on.
Well, excuse me.
Huh?
I have absolutely no idea. Excuse me.
Annie runs out of the interview room.
Who is Annie Braddock? It wasn't exactly a trick question, yet somehow I couldn't formulate a response. Of course, I knew all the basic facts, date of birth, hometown, socioeconomic makeup, but I didn't really know who I was, where I fit in, who I was gonna be. I was suddenly terrified I'd never find the answer.
I need 5 bolts of fabric overnight in London. I don't care how much it costs.
You're a native New Yorker.
How about her? This woman, could she be Annie Braddock?
Annie studies a description of the Tribeca fashionista in the Field Guide to Manhattan.
Or perhaps this is Annie Braddock.
Annie reads about the Park Slope lawyer, age 32, occupation environmental law. Next, Annie sees a bag lady sitting on a park bench, feeding the pigeons.
On that spring afternoon, it seemed my future was finally set. A Central Park bag lady I would be. At least I'd finally get to live in Manhattan. But before I officially surrendered to fate, something, or rather someone, intervened.
A man on a motorized scooter stares at an attractive young woman, but doesn't see a young boy on the path. Annie runs out and catches the boy in her arms. The man on the scooter crashes into a woman.
Hello there.
Hi. Are you okay?
Get off of me, you pervert!
Annie gets up and straightens her skirt, looking at the young boy.
Do you belong to anyone, little man?
I belong to you.
Briar! Oh, God. Thank you so much. You just averted a minor disaster.
The woman featured here, the one wearing the Dior snakeskin jacket and Louis Vuitton shoes, is unfortunately not Annie Braddock. She is, in fact, a perfect female specimen from the Upper East Side clan. For the purpose of this case study, we'll just call her Mrs. X.
Hi, I'm Mrs. X. Let me apologize for my feral son.
Oh, no need to apologize. Please, I love kids. I'm Annie.
You're a nanny. No wonder. You're so good with children.
No, actually,
I just lost my nanny, Bertie, which is that's why I'm out in this godforsaken park by myself.
Okay.
She left us to go get married.
All right.
Oh, my God. Are you employed?
No, unfortunately, I...
Fabulous. Look, here is my card. Please call me later this week. We'll schedule a lunch anywhere you'd like to go.
I'm sorry.
The Mark, the Four Seasons. Unfortunately, I have to run, but I really look forward to hearing from you.
I really think you misunderstood me.
I have a very good feeling about this. Call me.
Annie studies Mrs. X's business card.
Pardon me. I couldn't help but overhear. I'm looking for a new nanny, too.
Oh,
can I give you my card as well?
Excuse me?
I pay well above average.
Oh, I have a card, too.
Call me.
I have a place in the Hamptons.
Oh, Donald Trump lives in my building.
It seemed that fate now offered me a wonderful alternative, an opportunity to completely duck out of my life. So, I decided for one summer to abandon Annie and trade her in for a brand new persona, Nanny.
Of course, there was one tiny problem. Everything I knew about nannying came from the movies. Even so, I fell asleep confident that I'd magically find my way.
Annie imagines she's running down the street towards the building with the red umbrella. Annie's mother stands behind her, calling her name. Annie looks at a small crowd of men and women in identical business suits. The red umbrella lifts away from the building and floats down to Annie. Annie holds onto the umbrella and floats upwards, Mary Poppins style, as her mother looks on. The red umbrella carries Annie above the city, past the top of the Empire State Building, and over Central Park. Banners draped from skyscrapers read, Upper East Side Moms Heart Annie. Next, Annie is interviewed for a succession of jobs.
The fact that I had no childcare experience mattered little to the matriarchs of the Upper East Side.
Even though I don't have a job, I just don't seem to have enough time for myself.
All they needed to know was that I was white, a college grad, and terminally single.
As you can see, my husband and I are getting divorced. So, you and the kids must remain on my side of the apartment at all times. Until the custody battle is settled.
In short, I was the Chanel bag of nannies.
I heard through the grapevine you've been meeting with a lot of people, so I thought you might appreciate a civilized lunch at Bergdorf's rather than being interviewed at the apartment. Well,
thank you, that's very considerate.
Not really. I just love to eat out. I'll probably come up with a million excuses for us to go have lunch, if you end up with us, I mean.
Ready?
Do you know what you're having? I don't mean to rush you, but I'm attending a 2:00 lecture at the Parent Society. Supermom, trying to juggle it all.
I'll just have the burger. Thanks.
I can't guarantee that the meat here is antibiotic-free, but the chef here is from Brittany, so I highly recommend the crêpe breton, s'il vous plaît.
Okay.
Excellent choice.
Thanks.
You're from New Jersey.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no. There are some very lovely parts of that state. Friends of ours have a horse farm in Upper Saddle River.
Really? I hear it's really nice there.
I'll have to take you riding there one day. Okay. Tell me more. I want to know all about you. Yeah, I'm from Connecticut, actually. Yeah, I went to Smith, and don't believe the rumors. We weren't all lesbians. After graduation, I moved here and started running Gagosian, the art gallery. It was a blast, but you really can't do that sort of thing when you're raising a child. And the parties, the schmoozing, the travel.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, Bitsy.
It's you.
Bitsy, I've so been meaning to call. Is there anything at all I can do?
Not unless you know a hitman. That lawyer Jeannie Whitten recommended was no help at all.
I'm so sorry.
It turns out all our assets are actually in Tucker's company's name. All I'm getting is a million flat.
That's appalling.
If I'd known it would go this far, I would have just turned a blind eye. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your lunch before I ruin that too.
I'll call you later this week, sweetheart.
Such a shame. But she should have seen it coming. Everyone else did. Anyway, where were we? Ah, yes. After Gagosian, I met Mr. X.
You know, my grandmother worked as a domestic, so we wouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm. And here you are, fresh out of college, voluntarily taking a nanny gig.
I told you, this is not a lifelong commitment, okay? It's just a way for me to get my head together. Besides, the money is great. I finally get to move to the city.
I'm moving to the city to go to grad school, not to be somebody's servant. Plus, you know you're wrong, or you wouldn't be lying to your mother.
It's all just happening too fast.
I don't understand why you can't just live at the house for a while, just to get on your feet.
Mom, I lived at home through 4 years of college. Don't you think that's long enough?
Well, how could you find a decent apartment so fast?
The bank has, you know, an excellent program. They got me hooked up with a trainee, which is great.
Well,
I'm getting in the car.
Can I come with you? I would feel a lot better if I could at least see where you were living.
Come on. The other trainees, you know, they went to fancy boarding schools and European exchange programs. If I show up with my mom, I'll just look like a big dork.
Guess that makes sense.
Come here.
I love you.
Let me know the minute I can visit you.
I'll call you when I get there, okay?
Annie waves her arms excitedly as Lynette drives through the city in her convertible. Lynette turns off Fifth Avenue and parks outside a large apartment building.
That's okay, I'll take care of the mess.
Thank you. I can't believe this. I could get used to this, I'm telling you that.
Thank God I'm getting a shrink degree.
You know, I love you, but you're harsh. A little bit.
Just give me a hug.
I'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Annie, you know, the path of least resistance, it can lead through a minefield.
Annie knocks at the door of an apartment. A maid looks at her through the spy hole.
Hi.
You are the new nanny?
Yes, and you must be Maria. Nice to meet you. Can I come in?
Okay. Leave it there. The floor is clean.
Annie looks in amazement at the large apartment.
Wow. This place is incredible.
I hope you last longer than the last one.
Who, Bertie? Oh, yeah, Mrs. X told me that she left to get married.
Married? She have one date and she get fired.
Oh, Maria, are you going to tell Mrs. X that I've arrived?
Mrs. X is shopping, but she left you a note on the table. Now I have to go run the vacuum, okay?
Ay, caramba, estas chicas no tienen la menor idea.
Annie walks over to the table and picks up an envelope.
Dear Nanny, welcome.
Please make note that from here on in, I'm referred to as Nanny by all the people in the X's social network.
I'm so excited to have you on board. Please make yourself completely at home. Manuel is making you your own set of keys. You should have them by tomorrow. The fridge is well stocked.
Tofu cutlets?
Help yourself to anything.
Ugh.
Sorry, I could not be there to meet you, but I'm trying to squeeze in a little shopping before my parents' society meeting, which reminds me. Please pick Grayer up from the Christian preschool at 2:15 sharp. It's extremely important not to be late.
Ooh.
As you can see, I have attached a list of basic house rules.
Hello, Manolo.
We believe it's important to maintain some sense of structure in our home for Grayer's sake. Rule number one. Grayer and his playmates are never allowed in the master bedroom.
Oops.
Of course, you should refrain from entering our bedroom as well. Rule number two. Grayer is never allowed to nap during the day.
No naps?
This throws his sleeping schedule completely off, and I prefer him tired when I get home. Rule number three. We just had the walls redone.
Mm-hmm.
Please keep Grayer from rubbing up against them. Rule number four. If school is ever canceled, the following non-structured outings are permissible. The Met, the Morgan Library, the French Culinary Institute, the New York Stock Exchange. Rule number five, we do not take the subway because of germs.
Oh,
rule number six, Grayer still must be in a stroller when crossing Park or Madison.
Blah, blah, blah.
Rule number seven, Grayer maintains a high soy organic diet. Rule number eight, practice French with Grayer at least three times a week. His father wants him to attend collegiate where he's currently waitlisted.
French? Holy Mary.
His acceptance is a top priority.
Oh, dear.
Nanny?
Nanny? What are you doing?
The note said to pick up Brad from school at 2:15. Hmm. And it's only 1 o'clock. So I was a little sweaty from moving, and I thought that I would, you know.
What I mean is, what are you doing in that bathtub? And why are your bags strewn all over the guest room?
I thought that was my room.
No. No, Nanny.
This is your room.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, this is very sweet.
Annie sits on a small bed and looks at a washing machine in the next room. She looks out of the window onto a fire escape. Next, she runs across the road pushing a buggy.
I'm sorry, do you have the time?
2:15.
So they'll be getting out any time now?
2:45.
I'm sorry?
They get out every day at 2:45.
Dumbass.
It quickly became clear that Mrs. X had arranged for me to arrive everywhere torturously early.
Get ready, ladies! Here they come!
Prayer? Prayer? Hey, Prayer X?
What is it you're looking for?
Prayer?
I know that one. He plays with my wee monster, Darwin.
Hiya! Ow! Oh, Grayer, there you are. Paley man, you remember me?
Yes, and I hate you!
What? Come on, we get along great. Remember, like, when we met in Central Park? Let me get your backpack. Stop. Grayer, stop.
Police! She's hurting me!
They usually start out that way, you know.
Yes.
Danger, danger!
Just be patient, hey?
Huh? Let me put you in your stroller,
okay? Get easier.
Hold on, 1 second.
I'm too big for a stroller!
Grayer!
I hate you! I want Birdie!
I know, honey. I know you want Birdie. Birdie had to leave to get married or go on a date or something, okay? But I promise we're gonna have a lot of fun together, honestly. All right? Now let me see how handsome you look in your uniform. What's that?
Oh. Don't touch that! Belongs to my daddy! I hate you! I want Birdie!
Prayer.
Already, one had to wonder. What kind of culture would turn a father's business card into a security blanket?
Here we are, home sweet home. First mission accomplished. Grayer, get up off the floor, it's very dirty.
Mm-mm.
I have an idea. Why don't we race to the front door? Okay, last one, there's a rotten egg.
Not stupid, they're just gonna let me win.
No, I am a mighty good runner, mister.
That was your favorite dog.
Grayer, I am not kidding. Open this door right now. Maria!
Catch my fingers.
Ow! I am not letting go until you open the door.
Ow!
A young man gets out of the lift holding the buggy.
Pardon me. I think this belongs to Grayer. Rode the elevator to the 12th floor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, we're having a little bit of a situation here.
By the way, my name's...
Since my job required a vow of chastity, it was essential that I avoided all intimacies, especially first names. For the purpose of this field diary, let's just call him Harvard Hottie.
I'm the ex's new nanny.
Oh.
Very new, as you can probably tell.
I'm taking off all my clothes.
Seems to be popular on this floor. Mind if I take a crack at him for you?
Be the guest.
Hey, Grayer. It's your pal from upstairs. Hey, would you be a sport and unlock the door? It's not nice to lock people out. Please, buddy? Hey.
Why are you here?
Oh, I'm just helping out my new friend.
Annie.
Annie. Annie the nanny.
She's your friend?
Yeah, she's my friend. Isn't she your friend, too?
Not yet.
Greer goes back into the apartment. Harvard signals Annie to follow.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime.
Suddenly, the world's most notorious loner had two new men in her life. Unfortunately, I knew that the big one was off limits. Based on my observations, guys like Harvard Hottie only slum it when they're in college. So instead of following my heart, I focused on finding a way into Greer's.
Annie puts a plate of food in front of Greer. He throws a spoonful of it at a painting on the wall. Next, Greer struggles and runs away as he's fitted for a new suit. Next, Greer and Annie are in the bathroom.
Befriending Greer certainly wasn't easy.
Greer squirts water Annie from the bathtub.
But then again, Margaret Mead didn't run home every time she contracted malaria.
You're in trouble!
I thought this job was supposed to be a way to get your head together. 2 weeks in and you already sound depressed, dejected, and paranoid.
And I forgot to mention malnourished. I swear all these people eat is bean curd and seltzer.
Yeah.
I mean, even the ice cream is made out of tofu.
So why don't you come down and have dinner with us then? My new roomie's making gumbo.
It's not gumbo, it's Creole bouillabaisse.
I don't get it. You move to the city and overnight your life becomes Will and Grace. I'm here, knee deep in shit.
It's probably my mom, she's the only one that has this number.
Bye.
Hello?
Annie?
Hi.
Oh my God, an entire week has gone by and you haven't called me back.
Mom, I told you I was gonna be so busy with work.
Oh, come on. You can't find 5 minutes to
call your worried mother?
How are you, honey? How's the job? How's the apartment?
Oh, God, everything is just perfect.
I mean, the job is a dream. A little challenging.
So rewarding, though, and the apartment is just incredible.
Yeah?
And my roommate could not be nicer.
Manny, in the morning, I need you to stop at Tiffany's and pick up Mr. X's watch. Then I need you to Xerox some recommendation letters for Greer's collegiate application. Also, I was thinking we should introduce French food into his diet. It might enhance his study of the language. So tomorrow night, why don't you make him Coquille Saint-Jacques for dinner,
Annie?
Dry cleaning.
Who was that, your roommate?
Mom, I have to go. I have some work stuff to take care of.
Wait a minute. I want to make a plan to visit.
A banner outside a building reads, Mommy and Me. Inside, Annie and Greer are at a playgroup.
Hi, lady.
So I took Madison to the doctor this morning. She had grown 3 inches in 6 months.
You take her to the doctor too?
Darling, I do everything. My job is a type C.
Type C? What's type C?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, newbie. Pay attention, hey? Basically, there's 3 types of nanny gigs. Okay, type A. You provide couple time, a few nights a week, for women who work all day and parent at night. Type B, you provide sanity time, every afternoon, right, to a woman who mothers in the mornings and the evenings. And type C, the most common, you provide 24/7 me time to the woman who neither works nor mothers.
So, which one are you?
I am type C, no question. Although, when I started, I had no idea. Thought it would be a kind of fun and easy job.
You think a college graduate would choose a job a little more wisely?
Actually, this job kind of chose me.
Chose you? Please, child.
I left my country because I thought I could give my boy and my sick mother a better life. I was supposed to be here 2 or 3 years tops. And while I've been raising these strangers' children, my own child has grown up without a mother. That's how this job chose me.
Annie studies a recipe for Coquille Saint-Jacques à la Provençal.
Half a tablespoon of tarragon.
That's dried. I like fresh.
Well, you know what? Dried's all we got, okay, kiddo?
I hate cocky jack. I want sushi.
Well, then tell your mother you want to learn Japanese.
C'est ça. C'est ça le manque de peau. La classe Jaguar, fil bardé, et droit devant la plaque qui pique.
I'm telling Mommy you're in trouble.
Okay.
Annie takes a jar of peanut butter from a cupboard.
No, Mommy says to fall apart from a post-porn stuff.
Well, what Mommy doesn't know won't hurt her, okay, Mr. Tattletale? Eat it. Go on. Right out of the jar.
Graya looks nervously at Annie as he takes a spoonful from the jar and puts it in his mouth.
Yummy, isn't it?
This is fun.
Yeah. This is fun. This is fun. And this fun meal has to be our little secret, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, you know, we could do lots of fun things. We just have to be friends and we have to trust each other, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe you should have a secret name, too. You want a secret name?
Yeah, I want a secret name.
Okay. How about SpongeBob?
No, silly.
No? All right, what about, Grover?
Grover, I love Grover.
You do? All right, Grover it is.
Where's my little munchkin?
Daddy's home! Daddy!
I hear him. There he is! Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. Are you a little monster?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what happens to little monsters? Come here for a minute. Daddy. You remember that or not? What's wrong with you? Huh? Come here for a minute. I get viciously tickled. Remember that?
Daddy,
huh? Hey, you my little superstar?
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna take over the world?
Yeah.
Come on, answer me. Are you gonna take over the world?
Yes.
And when are you gonna do it?
Next year.
Next year's not soon enough, right?
Well, you must be Mr. X. I'm the new nanny.
Yeah? Keep them quiet tonight, will you? I got a merger I'm working on. I'll get some decent shut-eye tonight. Somebody around here's gonna be accountable.
Daddy, come see my dinosaur!
Daddy's got work to do, buddy.
Please?
Graya looks sad as his father slams the study door in his face.
Grayer, don't be sad. It's okay. Daddy's just tired. Grover? Hey, you wanna finish our fun meal? Come on, yeah. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, sonnez la matine.
Nanny?
Yeah, girl?
You'll never leave me like Buddy, will you?
Grover, you know, I'm not going anywhere. You know that, right, honey? Right, Grover?
Graya falls asleep. Annie puts a soft toy next to him and switches off the light.
Dear Nanny, please remember that today is the 4th of July family party at Mr. X's office. It probably slipped your mind that costumes are required, so I took it upon myself to have some delivered.
This is itchy.
I know, sweetheart.
Why do we have to dress up?
Freedom, Grove. It's all in the name of freedom.
Hey, guys.
Who's that?
That's the nanny, dear. You've met her.
What happened to Louisa?
Was two nannies ago, silly.
Yeah.
Daddy, I'm doing 12-string thing.
Okay.
Take over.
No, I understand that, Dan, because the bastard's selling low.
Please.
Hey, Briar, come on, buddy. Cut it out. Sit up. Uh-huh.
Yes, we're coming.
No, it's just my
kid. We're coming.
Right. What? You want
well,
me
no,
to
no, I know. That's what I was thinking. I couldn't
Where's
wait
my card?
No, that's old a little
what?
Too much.
Your what?
Where's my card?
We're going to go to a party.
That's not my card.
No, that's the way I was thinking about it.
Where's my card?
Get off that phone and tell the nanny to give him his damn card.
Sorry. Nanny,
turn the car around.
Going down the Mexico.
Talk to the nanny, please.
Nanny, go back and get the card.
Hold the elevator.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, don't be. At least I'm fully dressed this time.
I'm so sorry. He's not funny. I don't mean to be laughing.
You look very patriotic. Let me hit your floor.
Oh, no, it's okay. I got it. Didn't grow up with the staff doing everything for me, so.
Neither did I.
Oh, God, you must have had it really rough then. Okay, well, glad to give you a good laugh.
Harvard laughs at Annie as she leaves the lift. Next, at the party, Mrs. X eats a canapé.
My husband and I are taking our second honeymoon in Provence.
Now, do I think it is possible?
No, sorry. Wouldn't know him if I did.
Bro, come on. What's wrong? Why don't you shake your booty?
Because I have to make a duty.
Oh. Annie and Greya leave the party. They pass a woman carrying a child wearing a George Bush mask.
Hey, girl, I think the bathroom's the other way.
My daddy has one in his office.
Yeah?
I want to go to my daddy's bathroom.
Okay.
Why is Danny pickling that lady?
I'm sorry, Greer just had to use the bathroom.
So you said already.
Hello, Greer. Remember me? I work with your daddy in the Chicago office.
Let go. I have to make a duty.
Oh. So,
hey.
You must be the nanny.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. I'll get out of here. I'll wait in the hall.
No, I'm not gonna call him. You call him, for Christ's sake.
So sorry. Greer, hurry up. Your mom's coming. Hey, sweetie. Did Greer hear from the waiting list committee yet?
No, why?
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't mean anything, but the Barretts did, and Darwin got it.
Please, don't say anything about Khalidja to Darwin to my husband.
All right, Duncan.
There you are.
Oh, you've met before in Chicago, right?
Yes, hello.
Lovely to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
Thanks again.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been?
Oh, making calls. Where's the child?
The entire time?
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. X sit in the car with Gray asleep on his father's lap.
Male monogamy remains an elusive yet much mythologized practice throughout the world. In many Bedouin tribes, powerful men are encouraged to take multiple wives. In contemporary France, mistresses are de rigueur and quietly tolerated. But for the women of the Upper East Side, adultery is pathologically ignored.
Somebody warned me we were going to have a therapy session.
It's just that I didn't see you at all at the party.
Well, I was trying to sneak in a little work. Okay, forgive me for making a living.
But everybody else was participating.
Everybody else doesn't pull down what I do every year. I had my family there. I was present unaccounted for. I said, now, you know, I would really appreciate a moment of peace and quiet because, frankly, I'm exhausted.
Bonjour, Pierre.
Bonjour.
Comment allez-vous? Bien, merci. Et vous? Oh, comme si, comme ça.
Okay, I got a great idea. Let's pretend that we're in a cave.
You know what, Nanny?
What, Grove?
I love you best.
The other nannies had warned me about this very moment, the moment when you'll be tempted to break the cardinal rule of nannydom. And yet, staring into those big, sad, searching eyes, I simply couldn't resist.
I love you too, Grove.
Three little words made leaving this job 1,000 times harder.
I know that you work hard. I just think that if we're gonna have more children,
You know, maybe you should focus on the one you already have. Because you can barely handle him as it is.
Why are you so cruel to me?
Why?
Why are
Why?
You
so Because I cannot take
cruel.
Additional pressure. You know something? I think that I am going to go out to Chicago until this merger is finished.
Stop it, will you?
And I
stop
certainly
it,
hope
please.
That you are in a better mood
please
when I come
stop
back.
It.
All right?
Annie leaves Greer's room and avoids Mrs. X. Next, Annie is sitting on her bed, texting on her cell.
Nanny, this is yours, is it not?
Mrs. X holds up a black lacy slip.
I don't know what that is. So.
It was in our laundry. It is not mine. It is not Mr. X's, so it has to be yours, right? Right?
Yes, it's mine.
Please don't leave your personal items lying around the house again.
I won't. I promise, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. I don't mean to be a control freak. It's just that when Mr. X is in the middle of a big deal, it can be very hard on me.
I understand.
How is Greer doing?
Greer? He's fine. He's great.
That's good to hear. He really is a wonderful child, isn't it?
He's the best. He's such a
Okay,
sweetheart.
Good enough then.
Dear Nanny, I know it's Sunday and you requested a day off, but I desperately need to sleep in. I have a very long afternoon today tasting caterers for our benefit. Conga for the Congo. Please don't wake me, unless Mr. X calls from Chicago. And most importantly, find a way to keep the boy quiet.
Why don't they just muzzle the kid already?
What's a muzzle?
Scrambled for you and Cheerios for boy.
Mommy doesn't allow me to eat sugary cereal.
Cheerios are sugar-free.
Low in sugar isn't the same as sugar-free.
Grover, just eat it.
Is that caffeinated? Mommy doesn't use caffeine.
That's because Mommy sleeps till noon.
Perhaps it might be a nice morning to do something educational with Greer, like the Pissarro show at the Guggenheim.
Mommy said they're supposed to take me to our favorite museum, the Guggenheim.
Well, since today was supposed to be my day off, we're going to go to my favorite, the Museum of Natural History.
Isn't that on the west side?
Yeah, so?
Not allowed to go on the west side. That's a rule.
Well, today just happens to be Break the Rules Day.
Ah. Annie and Greer run through a park towards an ice cream stand. Annie and Greer jump onto a subway train and run through the carriages. They stand at the rear of the train as it pulls out of the station. Next, they run up the stairs of 81 Street Station, Museum of Natural History. Then they run up the steps of the museum.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Hey, that's pretty good, Groove. Actually, I know a longer word.
There is no longer word.
Yes, there is. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Wow, what does that mean?
Come on inside, let me show you.
The Apatosaurus, formerly known as the Brontosaurus, is from the family of enormous herbivores. Herbivores means vegetarian. Like Mommy, you know?
What's that over there?
That is the T-Rex.
Is that one like Mommy too? I wish my ancestors made totem poles.
Well, they did. That one looks just like you.
Yeah.
Well, that guy has a big...
Cool. What are they?
They're a Matisse family. They live in the Amazon.
Which one's the nanny?
She has the day off. Things are different in that part of the world.
And Nanny, one last thing before you take the rest of the day off. Do you think you could manage a quick shop for me?
I'll help.
No, it's okay, Grayer, don't. Grayer, don't, don't!
Mommy!
What mess. Really, Nanny, I don't know why you didn't leave all this downstairs with Manuel to store. I mean, am I supposed to have this lying around the apartment as a benefit?
No, 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 of course not. I'm going to bring it down to him right now.
There's no time now. I need you to get ready for the Nanny Conflict Resolution Seminar at the Parent Society. I totally forgot it was this evening.
Mrs. X, I don't know if you remember, but I was supposed to have the evening off, and I made plans.
The entire point of the seminar is that everybody brings their nanny. Are you suggesting I attend it alone?
Mm-mm. No, I was just... I was confused, so I will cancel my plans.
I'd appreciate it.
Annie stands at the door, looking dismayed.
Of course you feel anxiety when leaving your kids with strangers, your moms. Okay, now what I would love to do is bring in the nannies. Linda, Jillian, would you mind monitoring the children so that the nannies can join us in here? Okay, listen, I want to see you all here next week. Seminar is called Sexy Mom, Happy Mom. It's going to be a hot one.
Nannies, we're ready. Right this way, ladies.
All right, here they are. Wonderful. Come on in. Just file against this wall. Just squeeze in, but be comfortable. Terrific. Now that we're all together, I think it's time to address the reason for this seminar. Improving nanny-mom communication. To begin, I would like a mom volunteer to offer the group one particular example of failed communication with your nanny.
Most of them barely speak English. That's the problem.
Okay, you.
My nanny keeps on singing religious songs to Parker, even though I've told her time and time again that we're agnostic. And what's worse, every time I confront her, she flatly denies it, even after I provided her with evidence from the nanny cam.
Nanny cam? I thought that was an urban myth.
That's my nanny over there. Mm. Will you please ask her if she's trying to convert my child?
Hmm? No. Right now, we're just hearing issues. Okay, next, I would like to hear from a nanny. Can I have a nanny volunteer? Anyone? Por favor? Come on, don't be shy. We won't bite. Okay, how about you, young lady?
Me?
Yeah, you. Can you share with the group one particular grievance that you might have about your job? Come on.
No, I love my job. I do. I feel kind of lucky.
Oh, that's very nice. But neither helpful nor productive. So can you please offer the class something useful? Come on.
Well,
yeah.
It would be nice to have a night off, I guess.
Uh-huh.
We have been a little preoccupied with our benefit. But all she has to do is ask.
Ah, see, ladies. Conflict resolved.
Mrs. X sits stony-faced in the car with Annie and Grayer, who is asleep.
I'm taking him.
Oh, no, I can take him. No, it's all right. No, I can take him.
Nanny, please. I want you to go out. It's only 9. You clearly wanted the evening off.
No, you must be exhausted. Let me
we'll
put him to bed.
We'll manage fine. Here. Have a blunt.
Annie sits with Lynette in a nightclub.
I just don't understand it. I just don't understand how someone can have everything and still be so miserable. Anyway, remember I was telling you I went to this orientation mixer thingy? I met this guy who likes the same exact...
It's like she dumps all of her problems with her husband onto me.
It's called denial, okay? Like the river, and you obviously have become her enabler.
It means,
Annie, can you stop talking about this woman for 5 minutes,
please? Well, I'm sorry, I'm boring you, Lynette, but this is my life right now.
I have a life, too, in case you haven't noticed. You know, I'm starting to think you and that lady are kindred spirits.
You know what? NYU should give you your diploma right now. You've got all the answers.
Okay. Let's forget that. Can we at least try to have a good time? Since you did drag me above 14th Street? Come on, Annie, this place, you have to admit, it's, tired. Look at these guys over there. They don't have any piercings, no tattoos, I mean...
Oh, my God, we have to go right now.
Why? Wait a minute.
The guy I told you about is here.
Harvard hottie.
Which one? Where?
Yankees cap, blue shirt. Blue blood. He is gorgeous.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
No. Are you out of your mind? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm out of my league, okay? Let's go. Oops. What the hell are you doing?
Oh my God, I know that girl. Annie!
Come on, have a drink with him already.
I told you, I can't date on the job.
Are you gonna use his job as an excuse for everything or what? Say hello to the nice fella.
Hey.
Guys, this is Annie. I don't know your name, sorry.
Oh, Lynette. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. These are some buddies from high school. This is Carter, JoJo, John, Kenny, Reggie.
Nice to meet you.
Sit, grab a chair.
Oh, no, we can't.
Yeah.
So, girls, tell us, how do you know our boy here?
Oh, I really don't know him. He's Annie's friend.
I know him from work.
Oh, yeah? What kind of work do you do?
Model.
Stewardess.
Escort.
She works for someone in my building.
Huh. Actually, I'm a nanny.
A nanny? Dude.
Tell us you knew a nanny? That is so porno.
Are the moms hot?
Guys. Are you hot for the dads?
Are the dads hot for you?
Hey, come on.
You want to know about the dads? I'll tell you about the dads. They're chubby, bald, steak-eating, cigar-smoking type A pigs who get more turned on by the Bloomberg wire than they do by any hot nannies. Actually, it's all of you in about 5 years, so take it from me, guys. Enjoy tonight because your future looks pretty fucking bleak. Wait.
Annie storms out of the nightclub.
You have 2 new messages.
Hey, Annie, it's me, the big jerk from the bar.
What?
Listen, in case you're wondering, your friend Lynette gave me your home number.
Ex-friend.
I obviously owe you a major apology. Please just don't judge me by my loser friends. Mm-hmm. They were pretty hammered. Anyway, I want you to give me an opportunity to redeem myself by taking you out. And I'm warning you, I won't take no for an answer. I know where you live, so I'll camp out at your door if I have to. You really might as well just get this over with, and if you really hate me after that, I'll never ask you again. Okay, sorry to ramble. If I don't hear from you, I'll ride the elevator till I find you. Bye.
I'm so screwed.
Annie, it's your mother.
Look, I'm sorry that I didn't call last night, okay? I had a really late night. But about tonight, okay, you know what? I don't want to hear it.
I'm coming.
I am coming.
All right, fine, okay? Let me just call you after this play date, okay?
Play date? What the hell is a play date?
Oh, shit!
You said a curse!
You know, Mom, a play date? It's a meeting, a preliminary investment schedule. Look, I'll call you later, okay?
All right. Bye.
Who lives here?
Some kid named Jefferson. Your mom found him with the Park Avenue Playdate service.
Hi, y'all. I'm Jefferson's mama, Tanya. Come on in.
We're baking a cake.
Oh my God.
I pretend to be Jefferson's nanny, but I was really hired to watch her. And this is what she's like after Betty Ford.
Doesn't her husband care?
He's 75. She's an ex-showgirl. He's not complaining about anything.
Austin fun!
I'll come here every day.
Hey. What are you doing here? And what is all over you?
Anyway, tell me what the hell is going on.
All right, listen up, people. This is my apartment.
What?
And my roommate, Lisa, is away on business. You are, just visiting. He is...
My Nat's new boyfriend.
Fine.
I love your friends. What twisted game are we playing here?
We're playing the, my mom is coming over, and if she finds out I'm a nanny, then I'm screwed game.
I love it. Hey, should I whip up a fondue for mom?
Well, no, you know what? If you're going to play it straight, I would make it meatloaf. I'm going to borrow this.
That's my dress. You can't borrow that dress.
It's a terrible dress.
Fondue? Go get my dress.
Oh, boy, Calvin. Thank you so much. That looks delicious. And it's so festively presented, too. So, how did you and Lynette meet?
Annie's roommate, Lisa, introduced us. It's a shame she's not here. I used to date her, too.
Really?
So, don't you just love Annie's new place?
Mm-hmm.
We do. We're here all the time.
Yeah, I think it's very, very interesting. It's a little small, but it's a fine stepping stone, honey.
It's work. Take that.
Well, certainly keeping her busy.
Very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Busy bee.
Relentlessly.
Round the clock.
Hello?
Brontosaurus, you don't know anything.
Oh, Grayer, please. It is yoga hour,
and Mommy's on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, hi. It's me. I know that I agreed to let you visit your grandmother in the hospital tonight, but I feel I need to remind you that...
Tomorrow is Grayer's birthday.
What? How can that be? His party is until next month.
Well, we scheduled it that way on purpose because the party planner I wanted
wasn't available. Neither was my husband. But as it turns out,
Mr. X is coming home for 2 days from Chicago, so we're planning a small...
family celebration.
Oh, that's lovely. Grayer couldn't ask for a better gift.
And then afterwards, we'll all head over to the Carlisle for a more formal affair with friends.
Obviously, I do expect you to attend.
Okay, all right.
So you will need to dress appropriately.
Right.
Anyway, since you're not around to help...
I've taken care of everything.
Have fun to play!
Thank you.
Also, some... roses arrive for you.
Roses?
Yes, very curious. The card says, accept my apology, or else.
Oh, that's crazy Grandpa. He didn't visit Grandma last night, and we just let him have it. It's kind of.
Well, you know how Grayer is around pollen, so I'll have to throw them out.
Danny?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I am going to...
Hang up, because the pacemaker's an off.
So I'll see you in the morning.
Honey?
Yeah?
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Dessert?
Annie and Grayer sit on a sofa looking bored as two mime artists dressed as French clowns perform their act.
French clowns, Grove.
I hate them and I hate my birthday.
You're to clean up your mess. Do not interrupt me.
Now, you told me that the extra year of preschool would guarantee him a spot. Today he's 6. What's your plan now?
I'll be back, okay?
Both my brother's kids got it. That is a matter of humiliation. I will not tolerate at
there
this point.
There are lines in the next row, and I suggest you keep your voice.
You know what? Hey.
What the hell are you doing here?
I want to know why you threw my flowers away. Found them in the stairwell.
I didn't throw them away, okay? My lunatic employer did. And if you don't get out of here right now, she's gonna throw me out too, okay?
Not until you agree to see me.
What? This has got to stop.
Come on, one date. That's all I'm asking here.
Oh, fine, okay? After work on Thursday. Go.
Nanny, before we head over to the Carlisle, I would like you to know why Mr. X is so upset. It seems that Greer was rejected for admission to Collegiate.
I'm very sorry. That must be upsetting.
Not upsetting. Unacceptable.
Stop it!
Oh!
Get away from me!
Oh, sweetheart, don't be afraid. They're only clowns.
I hate them!
They're nice French clowns.
They scare me.
Greer, go to your mommy. Mm-mm. Go to your mommy, Greer, go.
No.
Go, sweetheart.
As I was saying, Nanny, we feel that you are not spending enough time on educational activities with our son. Therefore, we have decided to hire a consultant to fully research the situation. He will demand extra time from you this week.
Whatever's best for Grace.
Starting Thursday evening.
Do you read to the child from the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, Granta?
Could I sing to him in French?
Well, we need more time than I thought to get to the bottom of this.
Nighttime, Annie runs across the street. Harvard is sitting on steps next to a restaurant waiting for her.
I know, I'm very, very late. I'm sorry, did you get my message?
Yep, all six of them.
I couldn't get out of work. The consultant kept me forever. It was horrible.
Yeah, well, not only did I lose a reservation, but the kitchen is now closed, so.
Okay. I'm sorry I was late. Sometimes these things just don't work out, okay?
Wait, whoa. Did you just get rid of me that easily?
No, it's not about getting rid of you. It's just that no place around here stays open this late, that's all.
Actually, I know the perfect place.
Annie and Harvard sit on the steps of a large building eating a takeaway.
It's pretty good, huh? Number one slice on the Upper East Side.
That's not bad. Tell you what, though, it doesn't touch the Jersey Shore.
Well, if you're such a pizza connoisseur, there's a really great place in Italian Harlem. I'll take you there sometime.
Harlem? I have a hard time imagining you in Harlem.
Why? I enjoy exploring my city. Something you should probably do more of.
Thank you. I'll try to squeeze that in between cleaning up Breyer's vomit and picking up Mrs. X's laundry.
Come on, if your job is that bad, why don't you just quit? I mean, it's not like you're on a career path here. I don't understand.
No, of course you don't understand. You've obviously lived a very charmed life. Growing up on Fifth Avenue, you went to Harvard.
A charmed life. Okay, now I get it. You know, for your information, my mother died when I was 4. My father traveled constantly for work. I was raised by 9 different nannies until I was old enough to get shipped off to boarding school. That's how charmed my life was.
I'm really sorry.
But you know something? I still think I turned out to be a pretty decent guy in spite of it all.
I guess I'm officially an asshole.
Wow. Asshole is a pretty strong word. I would have gone with jerk or bonehead. But that's just my prep school upbringing.
I would love to quit. I really would, but I can't leave Greer. I can't. You're gonna think I'm totally crazy, but I feel really bad for her also. You think I'm crazy?
Well, you know, you could be suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. You ever heard of Patty Hearst?
Are you kidding?
Yes. But I do think you should probably let me kiss you right about now.
What?
Well, we're 2 blocks from your building, and once we get any closer, I won't be able to go near you, which, to tell you the truth, is all I've really thought about since that day I saw you in that Betsy Ross getup.
That is really kinky and weird.
You don't know the half of it.
Annie and Harvard are in a lift with an elderly woman holding a black pug dog.
Good night.
Good night.
Pleasant evening.
Annie pushes open the door and runs up the stairs. Harvard gets out of the lift.
Good night.
Uh-huh.
Annie and Harvard kiss passionately as Harvard fumbles to open his front door.
Look out below.
Sorry.
Annie sits on a bench, watching Greer play with a toy boat on a small boating lake.
While doing field work, anthropologists have been known to lose themselves in the very society that they're studying, a phenomenon known as going native. When this occurs, the proper course of action is to remove oneself. ASAP. After my night with Harvard Hottie, it became quite obvious that my obsession with the exes meant I'd gone native. Daydreaming in the park that day, I came to the conclusion that the only right thing to do was confront Mrs. X and quit.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Wow.
This could work. See if you can find me something short. It'll go better with this neckline.
Okay. Did Greer get you this?
God. I bought this from my mother when I was 10. She got mad at me, refused to wear it. She said it was common. I think I saved it out of spite.
Mrs. X chooses shoes from a rack as Annie roots through a jewelry drawer.
Mr. X bought it for me for our first wedding anniversary. So it's only fitting that I should wear it tonight, right?
Definitely.
Mrs. X walks past Greer, who is lying on a bed reading. Annie puts away some jewelry boxes.
Mrs. X, I need to talk to you about something. I know you're really busy tonight, so I was wondering if we could schedule some time tomorrow night to talk.
What is it, Nanny?
I think it's better if we talk alone.
What is it?
Nanny, lend a hand.
Mrs. X fixes her earrings as Annie zips up her red dress. Annie and Greer look admiringly at Mrs. X.
Well?
You look amazing.
Really?
Look very pretty, Mommy.
And you like the Dior? I mean, I know it's a little much for dinner, but afterwards he's taking me to the President's Circle Gala at the Met.
Why? I couldn't imagine a more perfect dress for a romantic anniversary.
All I need now is my husband. I just called the airport. There wasn't a single delay or cancellation out of Chicago, so where can that man be? Nanny, call Le Grenouille. Tell them we're running late. I don't want to lose the reservation.
Is it Le Grenouille or L-E-S?
I think it's L-A.
Thanks, Smarty Pants. Hello?
Yeah, it's me. Listen, I'm losing cell service here. I need you to find my wife and explain to her that my flight was canceled. Since I'm going to have to be back here Sunday night, I'm just going to spend the whole weekend in Chicago.
No.
Make sure to tell her I'm sorry.
No. Mr. X, you can't do this. Look,
Nanny, who was it? What did he say?
He said that, his flight was canceled. And,
And he's very, very sorry.
Mrs. X walks away. Next morning.
Make sure you put that one on top. I don't want anything to wrinkle.
No, Grayer. Don't be difficult. Mommy has to go away for a few days to get some rest. Nanny, I've decided to take a few days off. I'll be at the spa, Canyon Ranch, in Lenox. Maria has all my numbers.
Nanny, can we go upstairs? I feel funny.
Oh my God, how did this come on so fast? 104? Oh my god, okay, honey, come here. You okay?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, wait, no.
Hey, Lynette, it's Annie. Listen, I need your help. Grayer has a temperature of 104, and I have vomit all over me, and there's nobody here.
Did you call his mother?
Yes, I called his mother. She's at some freaking spa. I left 3 messages, and she won't call me back. I don't know what to do. I mean, should I take him to the emergency room or something?
Annie, I can't answer that.
Do you know a number of a doctor I could call for advice, or a nurse even?
Of course I know a nurse.
Your mother.
Nanny.
Lynette, I have to call you back. What is it, sweetheart? What's wrong?
I want my mommy.
Me too. How is everything?
His fever's down, but I think he's got the croup. Steam should help open his passages, and hopefully it'll ease up his cough and he can get some rest.
Is there anything I could do?
Just close the door. He's okay now. Much better.
Oh, thank you, God.
Even so, you should bring him to the doctor in the morning. He's probably gonna need a prescription.
Okay. Hey, Ma, I don't know how to thank you for coming here and helping
Why'd
me.
Why'd you lie to me, Annie? I have never lied to you. Ever.
Mom, I couldn't handle it anymore. Couldn't handle it.
What couldn't you handle? You're young, you're smart, you're energetic, you got this incredibly bright future ahead of you.
It's too bright, Ma, all right? I had to get away.
And do this? Do you understand? Every night shift I worked, every overtime hour I accepted, I did it because I wanted something better for you than I had.
Nanny, good. You're up. Dad, just leave that there. So listen, the spa is just awful. Totally overrun with suburban riffraff. And then, in the middle of my body scrub, Mr. X called. And believe it or not, he wants to take us all to Nantucket next week. So I figured I might as well cut my trip short and then... Who's this?
I'm Judy.
It's my mom.
You never mentioned you had a mother, Nanny.
My mom's a nurse. She came over here to help me. Grayer's been very, very, very sick. I tried calling you, but...
Where is he?
Well, he's sleeping now.
Then he can't be that sick now, can he? So listen, could you quickly unpack my luggage and just put everything in the laundry? I'm exhausted, and Mr. X is expected sometime before 9. I will see you in the morning. Oh, very nice to meet you, Julie.
Judy. Call me when this phase of your life is over.
I desperately wanted to yell out after her, but it was like one of those awful dreams where I had no voice. My desire to be an observer of life was actually keeping me from living one.
Clearly the woman's heinous. You gotta quit, it's just that simple.
I can't. All right, I tried.
What if I made you a tempting offer?
I'm gonna go to my father's house in Southampton for a month. I gotta take some time, figure out if law school's really right for me. Why don't you join me? Do a little soul searching. We get the whole house to ourselves. Won't cost us a cent. We'll walk on the beach, we'll drink red wine, grill fresh fish.
That sounds like heaven.
But what if this vacation can save their marriage? If I quit now, I'll ruin it and break Greer's heart.
What about my heart? Do I count for anything? Come on, say yes. Be young with me in the Hamptons. Don't go to Nantucket with the weirdos. What do you say? Not a chance in hell, is there? I can take a hint.
I didn't say no.
Weren't exactly screaming yes, though, were you? And I'm starting to wonder if you're really selfless or just a little self-obsessed.
Thank you. Thanks.
I have to go. Listen, if you change your mind, my offer stands.
Harvard leaves. Next day, a small airplane flies low over the sea.
Right up in the car there, sport.
Isn't it wonderful? A family trip has been long overdue.
Listen, I didn't want to say anything in front of Greer, but the truth is I can only stay for a few days. They really pushed me to finish up in Chicago.
You can't be serious. You're not going to leave us on this island
okay.
alone.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
The car pulls up outside a large detached house on the beach. The American flag flies outside.
From you in a while. You're probably in Southampton, but...
I just wanted to let you know that my cell phone doesn't work here, so if you wanted to call, you probably have the number already on your cell phone, but I will give it to you just in case. It is 508.
Hello?
Oh, what, hello?
Hello, Nanny?
Wait.
I need to use this phone immediately.
Oh, sorry.
When I grow up, I want enough money to build a real castle.
Just remember, Grove, that money can't buy love.
But Mommy pays you money and I love you.
Surprise, surprise, dear.
Mother?
My, you've gotten portly.
Hi, Grandma.
What the hell are you doing here?
Ask your wife. She's the one who requested I come.
Darling,
Not that I need an invitation. It is my house.
I just wanted your mother to be here for the news.
News? What news? What in the hell is going on here?
I'm having another baby.
Virtually impossible! And inviting my mother here so that I can't go back to Chicago.
You are
lousy! Wait, no, something! You are an
infuriating. That's what you get for rejecting debutante season!
Bless you, bitch! Mm.
Next day, a large party at the house.
Can you look after the kids for a minute? I'm the only nanny here. I just have to use the restroom.
Make it snappy, dear. I'm on the last chapter.
Oh, thanks, annoying.
Annie overhears Mrs. X talking to a guest.
I need some nanny advice.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, I don't know what's gotten into her lately. Well, I installed a nanny cam, so we'll soon see the truth.
It might be time to let her go.
I saw another one.
Make a wish, Grove.
I wish we could stay in Tucket forever. Mommy, Daddy, you, and my puppy.
Grove. I'm not gonna be your nanny forever. I can't be. That doesn't mean I'm not gonna always be your friend.
Greer looks away sadly. Next morning, Annie is washing dishes in the kitchen.
What, there's no OJ in this goddamn shit shack?
Oh, I was just about to make some.
Uh-huh. Annie feels uncomfortable as Mr. X stares at her back.
Where's Grayer? Any up here?
He had a little trouble sleeping, so.
Concentrate. You have got to be kidding me. All my money and I can't get fresh squeeze? Come on.
Well, we used it all at the party, so.
Well, then why don't you and I take a little trip to the market and get us some?
Annie drops the jug as Mr. X touches her thigh, and Mrs. X walks in. Now Annie pedals a bike along a country road. She tries to make a call from a public payphone.
I'm not in right now. Leave it at the beep.
Annie stands by the phone on the beach.
Walk me down your broken line. All you have to do is cry.
Next, she parks the bike at the foot of the steps to the house where Mrs. X is standing at the top.
All you have to do is cry.
It's Grayer. With his grandmother. And where, may I ask, have you been?
I just had to clear my head.
Did you? I imagine your unacceptable behavior has something to do with that boy in the building. Nanny. I wasn't born yesterday. Called several times this week.
He called? Why didn't you tell me?
I suppose I forgot. It's really for your own good. He's a little out of your league, don't you think? It couldn't possibly end well. Clearly, this isn't working out. Mr. X has arranged for a taxi to take you to the ferry and then for a car to pick you up on the other end.
Please, please don't do this. Not for me, but for Grayer. Not until you and your husband work your problems out.
Don't you dare!
You stupid girl. As if you know anything about my life. As if you know anything about the real world.
Annie packs her bag, and she sees Grayer's comfort card.
All I got's 100. All right, you know what? Just give me a change when you come back from my mother at some point, okay? And keep 10 bucks yourself, all right?
Nanny. Here's your final payment. I expect you to have all your things out of our apartment by the time we come back. Just leave the keys with the doorman.
Gray, I think you should take a nap. I'm certainly ready for one.
What are you doing?
No, take it, dang it.
What?
Yeah, I just can't tolerate the yapping. Grayer's too young anyway.
Nanny, don't go! Nanny, wait! Nanny, don't leave me! Nanny!
Greer stands on the path crying as Annie is driven away in the taxi.
Greer.
Annie sits in the taxi, remembering Greer crying on the path. Now, nighttime, and Annie is on the ferry. Greer's puppy sits by her bag, crying. Annie sits by the puppy and strokes its head. She takes a white foolscap envelope out of her bag and opens it. Two $20 bills fall out and flutter away in the wind.
What?
Next, Annie is back in the apartment. She drops the puppy onto the expensive rug.
Go ahead, puppy, do your business. Anywhere you like.
The puppy pees on the rug as Annie takes a swig of whiskey.
Nanny Cam, where are you hiding?
Annie is in Greer's bedroom. She knocks toys off the mantelpiece and pulls more toys out of a cabinet. She searches behind a large mirror, then turns and looks at the teddy bear on the dressing table. She picks it up and pokes at one of the eyes, which contains a camcorder.
Hey, lady, you want Nanny Cam? I'll give you Nanny's Gone Wild.
And this is how the most significant confrontation in my life happened with a teddy bear.
Mr. and Mrs. X and Greer return to the apartment.
After the abrupt termination of my field work, I took some time to make sense of all that I had witnessed. During this period, I read that critics of anthropology believe that just by observing a culture, you inevitably change it.
Ow!
In the many times that I thought of Greer, I secretly hoped those critics were right.
This is a tape of my latest nanny disaster. She was extremely problematic, to say the least. She neglected Greer. She drank. She even flirted with my husband. I finally had to fire her for promiscuous behavior with a boy in the building. This videotape shows her feeding my child peanut butter and jelly directly from the jar.
You know, I remember this nanny. She had a very peculiar attitude.
Let's watch.
Are you excited about going to Nantucket?
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't you close your eyes and then you can dream about building sandcastles.
Love you, nanny.
This must be the wrong tape. I've never seen this one.
It's all right, just let it play out. We'll get something good. Oh! It's a problem. Big problem.
Okay, Mrs. X, now it's time for a few simple childcare rules.
Oh, all right. The teddy bear has been compromised.
Slamming the door in your kid's face is not okay. Spending more time on a benefit for kids you've never met than you do with your own blood is not okay. Going to a spa when your son has a fever of 104 and not answering emergency calls, that officially makes you an unfit mother.
This is outrageous. Stop the tape.
No. This is clearly a disgruntled nanny. We might have something to learn here.
Now, I know that you're really busy with your hair appointments and your Watsu massages and your attempts to stay young so your husband won't leave you. But here's an idea. Why don't you try eating dinner with your child every once in a blue moon? And a heads up here, lady. Try smiling once in a while. People hate you. As for you, Mr. X, who the hell are you? Maybe you're asking the same about me. I know you've noticed my ass, but you probably don't recognize my face, so here's a little hint, okay? I'm the one who's been raising your son. Greer is not an accessory. His mother didn't order him from a catalog. Your son, your wife, are people in your home. Human beings who are drowning in their desire for you to look at them.
You know, the truth is, I don't wish either of you harm. If for no other reason than you having the profound privilege of being Grayer's parents. Grayer loves you. You know, he doesn't care what you're wearing or what you buy him or what school he gets into. He just wants you there. That's it. And time's running out. He won't love you unconditionally that much longer, so for your own good, don't miss out on getting to know him. He's truly an amazing, amazing little person.
The video ends and the teacher walks to the front of the class. One of the mothers wipes her eyes. Mrs. X has tears in her eyes as she stands up.
Excuse me, of course.
Mrs. X walks stiffly down the stairs of the building, passing a maid.
Buenas noches.
It's a much tougher game out there for women.
Nature deals us some tricky cards. Is that so hard for you to understand?
No. I don't know, Mom. So I guess you're not going into finance.
I don't think that having money makes it any easier, you know? I know that now.
It's okay. It's your life. Personally, I think you're making a big mistake. But it is your life. I want you to be happy.
Annie sits by a fountain as Harvard approaches.
Hey.
Hayden. Oh, that's right. I forgot to mention his name is Hayden. And once I finally let myself say it, it was a habit that was pretty hard to break.
It is, it's going pretty good, actually. There's more scholarships out there than I thought. So why are you so late?
Because I have something for you. It's from your former employer.
What?
She cornered me on the 12th floor. Figured I could get to you before she could.
I don't want to read this.
Why don't I read it to you?
Okay.
Dear Annie, it's been several months since we've spoken. Even so, the things you said on that tape haunt me every day. And now looking back, I don't know what to say, except thank you.
And I'm sorry. You were so right. Of all my privileges, Grayer is my greatest. I desperately needed someone to show me that. You did. And for that, I owe you the world. You may or may not be surprised to learn that I've left my husband.
Not out of the job.
Try it.
Any man who made me feel desperate enough to feign a pregnancy wasn't worth fighting for.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. Yeah, it is good.
So I'm pretty confident that in time, we'll be getting along just fine.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
Please know that I wish you all the best in life. Sincerely.
Sincerely, Alexandra. P.S. I'm happy to report that Grayer asks for you a little bit less every day and every night. Get out of here.
Catching the Yankees game with my dad tonight.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
There's a popular belief amongst anthropologists that you must immerse yourself in an unfamiliar world in order to truly understand your own.
sponsor, actually. See you later tonight, okay?
Certainly hope so.
In conclusion, I hope this field diary has been illuminating for those considering my application to graduate school. It certainly has been for me. After a lost summer of being Nanny, I finally got to know Annie. Thanks to a little man named Grayer, I only had to trek across the Hudson River to make this most amazing discovery.
Annie watches a red umbrella floating in the sky high above the rooftops. The end.
Is one big compromise. Got a pain in your face from all your stress and all your stress and all your stress and all. You ask yourself, this guy's to be more than what I'm living for. What I'm living for. What I'm living for. You ask yourself, this guy's to be something else. Something more.
Up your mind, let it shine.